And we'd like to welcome you to It's All About the Youth Sports Talk Show. I am your host, Aaron Sutton. And once again, it's just been a phenomenal, phenomenal day, man. And I've been excited about getting here this afternoon. We got a great show ahead of us. But before we get into the show that we're going to talk about today, I have to recap what we did last week. If you missed last week's show, we were talking about Louisiana Youth Baseball. Louisiana Youth Baseball has been around for a long time. We've been phenomenal with getting our kids, getting our youth back into baseball, swinging the bat. We have great partnerships with Major League Baseball. And if you're interested in becoming a partner with us in our Season 10, feel free to give us a call, follow us on the web. And we are definitely love to have you be a part of what we're doing this season. It was a great start to the season, and we're looking forward to a great season kicking off for the rest of the year. And not to mention just baseball, but we did volleyball. Volleyball was awesome last week, man. We had a lot of kids come out. We did the numbers increase. And if you're looking to get your kid involved, Monday and Thursday are our days, 6 p.m. to 7:30 at Kernan Gym. Feel free to become a volunteer today. Log in to Louisiana Youth Sports Network. You can log on and click on the volleyball logo and become a member, or even find out more information to bring your child out to participate with us. We look forward to you coming out and support what we're doing in the community, because hey, it's all about the youth, and that's what we're focusing on today. What we're going to talk about is some great topics, man, that are out here. You know that they're talking about legislation. How can they control those fans? How can they control those fans? How can they control those coaches? Aha! So, getting into that, I would like to introduce some pretty esteemed guests, some guys that I consider like brothers and my friends, man. So I'll start off with this guy to my left. Could you give me your name?
I'm Patrick Green of the South Baton Rouge Rams.
You see how he said that, oh, Patrick Green of the, man, we having fun here, man. Talk.
I just gotta be me, baby. That's all it is.
And so Patrick's gonna talk from the coaching aspect of this thing, right?
All day long.
And then we have the one and only, the infamous
Fabulous.
Oh, he needs some more. Let me pour some more gravy on it.
Felton Franklin,
man. My man Felton Franklin is going to come from the official aspect of it, which is always interesting, man, that, you know, Felton's been on both sides of the fence, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that brings an interesting part for you. You've been a coach, you've been a referee, and a parent. Same with you, Pat.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
When we come back, we're going to get into talking about what does it take to deal with an irate fan, an irate coach, an irate parent, as we tune in. Stay tuned to It's All About the Youth Sports Talk Show. We'll be back after this short break. And we're back to It's All About the Youth Talk Show. If you didn't see that video, man, I just want to, wow. I'm your host, Aaron Sutton, and we have Patrick Green, and we also have Felton, the one and only Felton Franklin, with us live on the show. And Felton's coming from the referee aspect. He's also a former coach and a parent. What did you say?
They can't fight.
They can't fight. Come on, man.
Look, they can't fight at all.
Speaking of fighting at the game, could you imagine being in an environment like that? What do you think comes across from the aspect? You set little Johnny down. You talking to little Johnny, hey man, we're going to go out here, we're going to play a team sport, you know, we together, woo, all of those good things. And then all of a sudden, out of the stands, well, you hear Dad say what?
I got to say something, because I was attacked this year by a parent.
Wait a minute.
This year.
Doing a
5- and 6-year-old game. I got attacked.
Tell me about it.
We came out and a parent was cussing the coach, and I said, hey,
okay.
Baby, you can't do that. We ain't gonna do that here.
Right. I said,
you know, the uniform was too tight. Well, you ordered the uniform. You wanted that. You know what?
So did they hit you with the? But you did the fitting.
Yeah, said I ordered it from China. These uniforms come from China. I was like, no, they didn't. They come from California. But you know, so we talking, and I'm trying to. So she gets mad. I give her money back. I said, well, look, take your money. You're not gonna talk to the coach like that.
Right.
Leaves. She cusses me out, leave her. So I'm thinking, it's, oh, we out there with the kids for the warm up to play. Five guys come behind me. One of the parents say, "Coach, look out." And then when I turned it, that hit me. We fighting.
You got a good chin? Let me see. Which side hit you?
No, hit him in the face.
He got to the
glass. Ain't hurt nothing though. Look. And then, nah, I mean, we sitting up. here saying we do stuff for the kids, and you know, I don't think nobody spend more money than me on uniform for other people's kids and trying to help people, help youth, the youth in America. And it's just bad how this happened. And
yeah, I mean, overall, when you know, we're joking because it's over. But looking at the big picture, man, I mean, who won in that situation?
Nobody won.
But at the same time, just if you think about the big picture, we just saw those coaches out there. Mm-hmm. They had a disagreement. So what do you teach kids? What are you teaching your kids? When you don't like something, what should you do? Slam your helmet? If a kid slams his helmet on the ground, what are you going to do to him?
No, I'm going to run him. He can't get it. He might not even be out there with me no
right.
more.
So, I mean, you know, all of those things boil down to character. Character is what it's about. Yeah. So attitude reflects leadership. That's the famous quote from Remember the Titans, right? Yeah. Yeah. So I always look back at things like that. How can we improve our game? From the official aspect of it, man, that's a tough place to be in, especially in youth sports. Yeah. There's no instant replay. Things happen. You've been out there all day. It's hot. You can't. You might be cutting corners.
Mm-hmm. No, I couldn't.
You're trying to get out of there early.
Yeah. LSU playing.
Southern playing.
I'm an indifferent.
Okay.
I know the kids first.
So. Right.
None of the other stuff really matters when I'm out there. That's why I started coaching so long. I've been doing. I've been in this game for 25 years.
Right.
But it's changed a whole lot because now everybody is not about Lil Johnny anymore.
I hear that a lot.
It's about
that people saying that it's changed, but in all actuality, what changed about it? What do you think that?
It went from that it's about the child.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying themselves. Most of the kids that played football back in the day, the parents made them play because they were chunky,
mm-hmm.
or they needed something to exercise, or the kids was outdoor kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody looking for a meal ticket.
Okay.
And you can't tell no parent
that kid is not
that meal ticket.
That guy. So everybody from 5 and 6 years old, they're looking at their kid as he's the next ticket out of their situation.
Yeah, that's their next savior. And they don't care about, a lot of parents don't even care about grades.
A lot of kids
I have, if you got an F with me, you can't even play.
Right.
I don't let them dress. Let them play. So that's why, you know, I'm glad what Leroy do with the grades and the honor roll system and stuff. It's good for the kids, it's good for the parents, but every year I'm gonna have a bunch out there because we don't play.
So, in the grand scheme of things, when you incorporate, hey, no play for no grades, no play.
Yeah.
So what happens to that kid in the, I guess, the social aspect of it? Are they allowed to practice?
Well, they can come out there. They're gonna come out there and do their homework. But we have tutors with the South Arizona. We have tutors. We have people that come out and tutor them.
Mm-hmm.
We 3 days a week we have tutors come out for the ones that have bad grades. And if they got good parents, but a lot of times. A lot of stuff fall on us as coaches. It fall on us because we got to be the mama, the daddy. We got to pick them up, Felka, justify this. We got to ride around, pick them up. Then we got to take them, feed them, make sure they get grades and everything.
He didn't give my baby the ball enough.
Yeah,
so we won. You won the game, coach.
Yeah.
But mama or dad is at the fence and they're barking. Rah, 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 rah.
Yeah.
How do you keep your composure when that happens?
Well, first of all, I'm gonna always be the dominant line in the relationship with me. I ain't gonna let them. That from day one, it's not gonna be where the parents control. If I can't run the whole organization, I'm not running it at all. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna let no parent run nothing with me.
Okay.
You know, I lose kids every year because the parents want to run the whole deal, but that's not gonna happen. You can't do that. You can't go to LSU or Alabama and tell them people nothing. You're not gonna tell me. And I feel like I'm one of them.
But I paid my money, coach.
I can give you your money back. I make enough, I'm gonna give you your money back. Don't come back.
Your money made sure your child had a uniform. That's it.
So when you look at the grand scheme of things, like I said, I go back to, man, this new legislation is gonna hit if it passes. How do you think that will affect the game as far as from the youth game all the way to the high school game? Are you in favor of legislation being put in place to govern fans, to govern irate coaching and parenting?
Well, for one, a lot of people, I'm going to say it myself.
Mm-hmm.
I done slowed down a lot the older I've got,
mm-hmm.
but everybody just tell me about cussing and... Well, I grew up with my coaches. I was trained. That was the way I was trained.
So do you think it was right?
Well,
it yielded results. So did it create winning? So that means
it wasn't in a bad way. Mm-hmm. It wasn't in, you know, I can't say what they say to me, but I could, you know.
When you look at the big picture, right? Cursing at a kid.
Yeah.
Telling the kid, define what's right. Like, what's right about it?
Guess what? The kids cuss more than all three of us on this stage right now. The kids cuss, the mama cuss, the grandma cuss. So guess what? They get it.
So where do they see a break in their environment? Where does
it change? Certain kids, you don't have to say a word to. You can look at them and they slap at attention. But some kids just need that. Come here, man, and I gotta get on him. Cause if not, if you don't do it to him, the street's gonna do it to him.
Okay.
So I'd rather us control him by ways. Now I'm using my organization. I done lost some kids to the streets that's in jail. And then, you know,
murder.
I have to go to. Mm-hmm. I done been for murder. I done lost five kids get killed. Kids that were good kids, and I'm like, how this happened? I done buried a bunch of kids. Doing this, my 30 years in coaching, and it's hard for me to go there to a funeral home, and then you just witnessed this yourself. You just had to bury one of your kids walking down the street, get shot. So you got to understand that tough love, I think, is the best love to me.
Okay.
If you get kids into, and I mean the kids know I love them. They gonna know, coach. I got kids playing with me years ago, still come around, and still, because they know if it wasn't for me getting on them, they say, coach, they come tell me that.
So using profanity in a form of discipline, instruction, not to demean.
Okay, never to demean.
So whereas I know we have a lot of situations where coach may be living through his superstar athlete.
Mm-hmm.
So now with all the research that's coming out, we got, they were saying, well, if you, kids carrying the ball too much, you know, that's like baseball. You know, now they got pitch counts in baseball. All of these things are coming out to regulate. So if football came out with, I guess, regulations to say, well, a kid can't run the ball but 22 times and a parent was irate, we can't win the game without my boy running. My boy's the man and he's at the fence and he's cursing you out. Felton, how do you handle that from a referee standpoint? And wait a minute though. And coach is saying, well, profanity is a part of our culture. Okay. We parents understand me, I understand the parents understand that I'm gonna use profanity. That's our culture. How do you handle that? As far as if they're not in disagreement with him using profanity on the field with their kid, how do you feel about it?
Well, going back when I was coaching, I used it in certain situations. But as I grew, I matured.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I had to raise the ceiling to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, as a referee, I'm not the coach, but I also assist the coach.
Mm-hmm.
My job is to assist on the field to make sure they're running the rules right, doing this. Now, if I have a coach that's cussing, now I have refereeing him. I officiate him. And so I would tell
you. Speaking of you guys, you officiating.
Yeah.
Coach Green in a game. Right. Have you ever thrown Coach Green out of a game?
I haven't thrown him out, but I needed him some 15.
Some 15. Coach, how did you feel? Felt your butt.
It was
called for? Did he even hit you with the 15?
He should have hit me with it, but I still won. And that's all that matters.
That's all that matters?
You know what I'm saying? It couldn't cost me the game when I look over there on the other side of the field and see who I'm playing against. I can look over there and see.
But you're not between the lines, you're just coaching.
No, but I'm probably the best out there in junior football. I'm top dog.
You're the top dog?
I'm top dog.
Yeah, right.
Hey, look, when you talk about confidence, man, and you talk about being that dude, did you hear what Coach Green just said? Look, I'm the best. junior football meeting.
And that's why he gets
not,
why he
nine to 10 year old level, right?
Yeah.
You're the best in the business.
I'm the best.
Period.
Period. Ain't no more.
But he
ain't all the money. You win a championship and run off and leave. I'm gonna go travel.
We're gonna get into that too.
You know, I'm gonna go.
I love it when we talk about confrontation between coaches, which we showed those clips a few minutes ago. That seemed like some coaches had some serious disagreements. So here we are. Splits in organizations happen. Yeah. Coaches decide that I'm gonna start my own team based on what? Disagreements. All right? So when that happens, we saw these guys on the clip that we showed a few minutes ago, which I want to cue that clip again in a few minutes, but that clip was showing these guys, they were literally out there in the middle of the field going at it. Have you ever had a situation where a coach was a part of your organization and you went to blows with him?
I've never went to blows with a coach that was a part of my organization. I didn't been into it with altercation with parents. Now, I didn't had another coach 25 years ago, kids was fighting during the game. Mm-hmm. We break up the game. We break up the fight, and one of the kids falling down. I had the coach put his foot on a kid's chest, and a coach, and he got hit for that.
He got hit for that.
Oh, yeah, he got hit. But you can't, I would hit him if it was any other kid. Any kid, you just can't do that. You can't stomp a kid.
Yeah,
you know, you can't do that. So the thing is with coaching, you got a lot of stuff to look out and look at. You got to look at a lot of things you deal with. You have 150 kids out there. You got kids out there. You got parents out there. You got a lot of egos.
It's a lot going on. When we come back, we'll touch on this ego situation you're talking about.
Egos.
Because you got a lot of it going on.
Oh,
I feel it. Mm-hmm. I feel it. Stay tuned. We'll be back on It's All About the Youth Sports Talk Show. Welcome back to It's All About the Youth Sports Talk Show, man. What a clip, huh?
Whoa.
What a clip. So here we are. We're having a great game. Ump makes a bad call. Referee makes a bad call. Coach comes out of the dugout. Coach comes off the sideline and rushes the field. He comes and gets in the referee's face right then. What happens? Walk me through it.
Nothing happened.
It's nothing happened. A punch is thrown, boom, hit you in the jaw. What's going to happen? Are you going to turn up the cheek?
Not at church. We're not at church.
We're not at church.
We're not at church.
We're on the football field.
We're not going to allow that to happen.
Are you going to become a gladiator right with him?
Pretty much, yeah.
Why?
If you put your hands on
him. What are we teaching?
Let me tell you something. We're teaching don't hit anybody. First of all, when I do the plate and I have the coaches come, I let them know right then. I only talk to y'all two. I don't argue about nothing. Balls and strikes are mine. They're not yours. They're mine. I don't argue at all. I tell them quick on the plate. I argue with one person. That's my wife. That's it. I don't argue with nobody else.
So in a game, if they feel like a call is not justified, or just say football. A call is not justified, and they're like, hey, can I speak with you for a second? You come over there, and then they're in a situation where they're like, look, ref, he's obviously holding. Or that was an obvious block in the back. You mean to tell me you couldn't see that? Are you serious? Are you in a position to tell him?
I'm telling no. Because number one,
you're cheating my kids.
If you got to know as an official, if you make any call, somebody's going to be happy, somebody's going to be mad. So if I make a call, this side's gonna be happy, this side's gonna be mad.
How do you balance that?
It's no balance.
How much effort is put into the game to try not to put the game in your hands?
I don't want the game in my hand.
Right.
And to be truthful.
I mean, the objective is for it not to be in your hands.
At all.
It's for the teams to decide who wins,
all
right?
All the officials do is just kind of just keep everybody moving along. That's all the officials' job to do.
Right.
Now, if the coach is doing his job, I don't have no problems.
Right.
See, a lot of times we get there, if the coach is doing his job, I mean, a lot of times when you see youth, they got daddy coaches, whatever coaches, on the sideline with them. If you got five people on the sideline, it's no way in the world that you should be coming at me at all. Because everybody should have a role. Now, if you're going to argue, if you're coming at me arguing, first thing I'm going to tell you, freeze. I would drop that flag and give you 15. And then if you kid, I'm going to give you
I think sometimes the referee in the game can get overzealous with the 15s. In a sense, but I mean, to set the tone for the game, you may have to give a warning, sideline warning, or drop a 15. But sometimes, I mean, I've seen in some clips of where guys are, even in games, where referees have been so you know, zealous to be the center of attention to where they're throwing flags on things that, you know, you're looking at. What are we doing?
I don't like throwing flags. I don't like throwing flags. I talk to the coaches.
Okay.
A lot of times, because it's youth, it's kids.
Right.
So I talk to the kids and I talk to the coaches. When I walk on the field, I'm the dominant. I'm dominant.
Okay.
I'm a different breed. I'm not scary, so I'm dominant.
Okay.
I'm coming in and let the kids know what I want. I'm going to let the coaches know what I want. And when the coaches have a problem, I'll talk to them. But if we're going to hope and holler, remember this. I'm a man. You a man. Let's carry ourselves like men because we got the kids out here.
I was watching that clip, Coach.
They weren't carrying themselves like men.
Oh, my God.
Again, they
can't fight. God. Did you see a wife? What'd you say they can't fight?
Again, they can't fight.
The guy threw a punch, man. This guy... He slid him. Did he not?
He slid him
real good, man.
Well, did you see the lady in the middle of that?
A lot of times.
So
I
got to
say
this
here.
Right. Nobody. I mean, the wife is out there in the baseball clip. The wife is out there. They're out there fighting, man. Then this guy, he literally comes from one side of the field to the other. You're the umpire, the referee, those things. Could you imagine being in a situation like that, man?
Yeah, I've seen it.
We're going to show it again. So here, as we look at it, man, look at this guy. He comes out of nowhere, right? So the ump is backing up.
Right.
Here's a guy. He's irate. Looks like the ump is really in a situation where he's throwing his hands up like, hey, man.
I'm going to say this.
He doesn't want any trouble.
Look at the ump. What we don't see is what happened before that man ran out there.
Right.
Because if, truthfully speaking, a lot of times you can do what we call preventive maintenance.
Okay.
Okay, if you see it going south, stop.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's when people get thrown out. If I see it going south, I'm going to throw you out.
Right. Here it is right here. This is the part I wanted to. So you saw those guys. That guy came out. He cold cocked again.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a situation where,
I've been in a situation like that just this past year. I mean, I got attacked. Never know the guy. You know what I'm saying? Came in. It was five guys coming at me. I didn't know which. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to stop. Like, I didn't even know what was happening. But the thing is the parents sit there and watch. No parent, that one guy come up and help, try to help, get in the middle. The parents, I would have kicked them on.
Speaking of parents, so you're in the stands, right? A lot of times you're in the stands, and you hear a lot of incidents start with these words. Get him! Kill him!
Yeah,
knock his head off!
Yeah.
All of those things. So as we're looking at what this legislation that they're proposing will govern, things like that. I mean, somebody saying your son or your grandson or nephew is out there playing, and he's the quarterback, running back, or whoever, and this another fan is out there for the opposing team and saying, hey, get him, kill him, knock his head off.
Yeah.
Well, where is that?
Let's say this.
Okay.
It's a shame that we have to have legislation to do this. It's a shame. That means we done lost our focus.
Okay.
Okay. We shouldn't need nobody else to come in and tell us how to act in front of our own kids.
Parents get caught up in emotion. Parents get caught up in emotion. And you said one of the key things that I think a lot of parents are living vicariously through their children.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you're living vicariously through your kid, the referee can be a hindrance to your kid's success.
Everybody.
The coach can be a hindrance to your kid's success, and the opposing team for sure can be a hindrance to your kid's success. They're playing dirty. What's the favorite word? They're playing dirty.
Oh, you cheat.
They're too old.
This the one kills me. They hitting my kid too hard. I ain't never know a kid say you hitting my kid too hard. Football is a violent sport. But we never teach kids, and I know all of us has been around a long time, and we've never teach kids to hurt nobody or try to do nothing. And you know, I all us joke with each other. Well, we take the game serious enough, and we like to teach the kids. But at one instance, we damned if we do and damned if we don't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If I take it easy on you, everybody know I put 50 on you, and I ain't gonna lose no sleep.
Right.
But you know when you get
how does that cover the because temperatures rise.
Yeah, when you and they figure rise, out like I they mean, figure e- like you running the score.
We have rules in place that may help the time will run things like
run the clock
sometimes.
And all that.
If your team is just that dominant, if you the sledgehammer there than that, it is what it is, right? That's how you look at it.
People don't understand it.
So how do you as a referee?
As a referee.
You come to Coach Pat and you say, Coach Pat, put your third string in. He has his third string in. His third string is more dominant than their first string. How do you still manage that? Why, like, what?
And I didn't see it. And I'm not saying Felton done it, but I didn't see coaches. Hey man, tell me, don't score the ball no more. How can I tell a kid, don't score the ball no more?
I mean, it's a tough situation.
I cannot do that.
You worked all week, right?
Yeah, we practiced all week.
You had practice all week. Now here's the time is running, so everybody don't quote unquote get to play because the time is running, and the referee might be instrumental in making it happen, which in turn causes the fans to do what? Be in an uproar.
Yeah. But I'm gonna
what do you do for crowd control in those situations?
Well, in that situation, when you got a dominant team that well, you know who's on your team that's not dominant. There's no team, including Pat's, that every kid on there is dominant like that. Yep. And when you get to this, I've been knowing Pat 30 years. Let me tell you something. And I've been playing Pat. Let me tell you something. You is a kid on that team that can dial it back.
It might be one.
If you got a kid that's
one,
now, granted, they got a kid. If you beat the team 50-0, man, you can dial it back.
Hey,
you
can dial
it back. You can
dial
it back.
If I do dial it back, but I can't help it if you can't stop. If you know my bread and butter, everybody going, he running the scissor. People be calling my plays. And
there it is. The infamous. What are you?
The scissor. You know it's coming.
If you don't
know it's coming, you know it's coming. You got to stop it. And you run. And guess what? I'll run. I didn't play teams where I only called three plays the whole game and still score 40 points. And only run three plays. That's it.
Listen.
And I'm not taking
you took one of them whoopers before, haven't you?
He took a bunch.
I ain't taking no bunch. You a bunch lie.
Like Baker's dozen or like regular?
Don't make me tell the truth about you.
You've never beat me.
Whoa.
I love you like a brother.
I'll never beat you.
Never.
Let me think about it.
It's going to be about you.
Never.
Hey,
what about the coaching? Yeah, referee, Phil.
They got a lot of people.
Have you ever beat Pat?
I'm trying to think.
If you got to think that long, you ain't got to come.
Hey, but I'm going to say this. Let's say this now. Since you won't bring it up, beat, let's say this. Now, everybody here know the kids that I go get everybody that everybody cut and everything, and I make them play. And I'm always in the playoffs. I'm always in the semifinals. Trying to get it with the people.
So
that's right.
Back, you know what? This is a great point that we were touching on this, because does it really get to where it's so competitive amongst the coaches that we forget about while we're
No, 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 no. At the end of the day, this is my friend. This is my brother.
We're gonna talk.
And after the game, we're gonna laugh.
So how a 9 and 10 year old can balance that? Y'all adults. Y'all know when there's an off switch. How does a 9 and 10 year old balance that when they're out?
Because you gotta teach that. You teach that.
So you teach. Be edgy, but don't go too far over the edge.
I'm gonna use this.
What's the method to teaching that?
I'm gonna use this and
knowing your
talk about his mama, but don't call her out her name.
Look, I'm gonna use this here.
Anything
every year,
with mama.
Did you hear what I just said? Yeah.
So do you talk about his mama, don't you call her call her garden tube though, right?
Don't do that.
Listen, I'm gonna say this here. Every year,
say her ankles are ashy.
Every year we have fan day, right?
With your ashy ankle mama.
Every year we
have talking about my mama.
We have fan day and homecoming. We buy each team every year. There's never been an incident out there.
Right.
It's never been. Now, we done had a kid get hurt out there or something playing football, but we've never had no incident. We never had nothing. And it's all love out there. We feed, we eat each other food, and we go around
and have fun.
And at the end of the day, that's what it's supposed to be about.
The grand scheme of things, I look forward to, man, I tell you, whether it's fan day, homecoming, all of those things, man, like it's done like none other. We'll get into those things like more and more, but as the shows progress, man, but like nobody's ever seen that many people
out there.
At one time, Memorial Stadium with limited to no security, but once again, when you have an incident, one incident, just like those parents were fighting, those things,
it's gonna get
blown out of proportion. So we have to govern those things accordingly.
Right.
So that's why I'm saying, when you teach edginess, because it sometimes carries over from the football field to home,
that's a good point. Because if you're teaching kids, you got to teach them how to be edgy, because life brings, you got to be edgy in life.
Okay.
But you got to teach them how far to go. See, A lot of kids.
So what's the method? A lot of coaches, people need to hear it. What's one of the methods? As a referee, from an official standpoint, how much do you tolerate from a kid? If Pat has a kid that's far more dominant than the other kid, he's looking at him like, oh, look at you crying now. You cry. See, in society, they say that's bullying now.
Okay, well,
that's
I'm going to tell
you, all right,
let's do this. As officiating, when I'm officiating kids, the law says you can go as far as the person's nose. That's the law about assaulting a person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, if I'm in there and I'm officiating because I'm watching. Now, if I see this kid going too strong on this kid and this kid can't take it, we all know when somebody breaking down. So if I see the kid breaking down, then hey, knock that off. And the kid's going to knock off. They'll do what you tell them. One thing about it, those kids do what you tell them. But you got to be
a
man.
But he's being taught, you're saying that from a referee aspect, but he's being taught, hey, man, you're the sledgehammer, that's the net. We're right. Gonna finish.
But you think about it, is this.
Now, he actually, signed up to play football.
Actually, when I coached, mm-hmm. I knew my personnel.
Okay.
You got to know your personnel. If you coaching and you don't know your personnel, then you're not coaching.
Right.
Okay, you out there for the wrong reason. Number one thing is to know your personnel.
Is winning at the pinnacle, are we willing to sacrifice everything for the W?
Winning is the pinnacle, but how you get there,
what are we willing to sacrifice for?
You shouldn't want to sacrifice nothing. But sweat.
I mean, some being sacrificed for it.
Hard work.
In the game, the grand scheme of things, whether it's football, volleyball, basketball, baseball, we can name all the sports, right?
Right.
Something's going to be sacrificed to get that W.
Right.
Whether it's, you know, just effort, being outcoached.
Right.
Once again, if you're just a more physical, dominant team,
right.
A lot of teams win in leagues because they're right. What? More dominant and physical. Not yeah. Just that they're the
and
best
coach.
I'm glad you said that.
Because the Rams 9-10 team is not the best coach team.
Oh.
They just have Kane carry strong, and they get better players.
I thought you said you were the best.
I mean, he can coach. Well, he's a great coach.
He's a great coach. Standard.
But the personnel is
something. Are you the standard?
Listen.
Are you the standard? Yes or no?
Yes, I'm the standard.
Okay.
And if you want to take it to that level, and I'm going to go there because I got to go there. Yeah. Listen, it's the Rams and everybody else. That's how I look at it.
Wow.
Okay, let's put it this way.
And I'm on TV.
Let's put it this way.
And I'm saying
let's
that.
Be real.
You know what I'm
well,
saying?
Let's be real.
When you start back coaching, then you can
so, also. I'm out too.
So, you know what I feel?
What?
In your spirit right now? I feel in your spirit right now.
What do you feel about
I feel like you're ready to just get out of the refereeing business.
Because he got mad.
Dude, I mean, if you're on the side, y'all know each other.
Mm-hmm.
You're
right.
Refereeing.
Right.
If Pat says something, he has one in his back pocket, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you gave him 15.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going down the sideline. He says something, but he knows that you guys know each other. And he uses it against you. Do you hold it against the kid? Do you take it personally?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
You don't get angry?
No, because I know him.
Huh? What about other fish? You think other fish get? Does he become personal?
I need to answer that. I want to answer this.
No, let me
how
say
you
this.
How you gonna answer questions for Jenna?
No,
let
you
me
said
say
other
that.
Fishes.
Yeah,
I,
you can't
I've been
do
on
that
because
you don't know other fishes. You don't know the other fishes. I wouldn't dare go out there and say another official was doing what because I don't know him. But I can tell you what I do.
Okay.
Now, every coach.
Do you get mad enough?
Oh, I can get. I think I've gotten mad no
with the coach.
Yeah, I have. Because they sometimes go too far. But
so do you just throw the whole rule book at him after that? Do you
no, I want him. I come, but I'm a.
Do
I'm
you
a
become more of a? Oh, you violated that rule.
No,
oh, your team violated.
You'll see me say time, and I'm coming to that coach, and I'm coming to talk to him personally like a man. So look, now you're going too far. We're not gonna have this out here. All right. Once I come to you like a man, that's my partner. But I didn't come to him and say, oh look. If I can hear your cussing in the middle of the field, your cussing is too much, and I'm gonna throw a flag. And because there's zero tolerance for the cussing anyway. All right, so if I can hear you in the middle of the field, now once you get your kid to you,
mm-hmm.
and you in a huddle and I can't hear you, I don't want you cussing then, but I can't hear you. So
right.
I can't control
so
what
you
do.
Think, do you think other coaches, like, honestly, would even take that personal, like when you say that to them? Like, man, don't come talk to me, don't say nothing to me, man.
If I can't say nothing to you, you can't be out there.
Oh.
Because truthfully speaking, the official has control of the whole field.
Okay.
He's in charge. He's responsible. It's a lot of stuff that can happen to on the legal side to a official that most people don't know.
Right.
When he walks out there,
give us some scenarios. I mean,
if I see a kid out there and I know I can never tell a kid that tell the coach that kid has a concussion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But I can see the kid is weary, kind of out of himself. No. I have to bring him to you.
Right.
Now, if I don't bring him to him and let him stay out there, I can be charged.
Right.
If that parent want to start suing people, sue me. I'm not going to have it. Because first of all, when I come out there, it's youth football. Okay? I don't care who wins. It's youth football. So I'm looking out for the kid. Now, I'm going to keep the coaches in check. I'm going to keep the parents in check. And I'm going to keep the kids in check. And if you ain't finna around there, hit me.
So you can get your check.
And I'm going to get my check. You better believe
I'm glad we had a chance to share that. Pat Green, you were able to say that you're the best is the Rams and all the rest.
And you know what? Everybody supposed to believe in themselves.
You say that, Pat Green.
You got people. You know you got spinoff teams. You got people.
Name a spinoff team.
Don't do it.
You got spinoff teams. You got people, them dogs or something, people. You got gladiators. You got other people that come off.
Oh, you got a whisper. Tell me about something.
You know what I'm saying? You got people that come in and I say infiltrate your thing and don't like what you're doing. When the ship been going, the Ram is the oldest football team in Baton Rouge in youth football.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then Scotlandville, and there's a couple teams, Jaguars come along. But when you got so many teams that guys come in the program, them daddy coaches, and want their kids to play.
We didn't even get into the daddy coaches
but
yet.
But
you know what, though?
I need to bring it up. We need to bring this up to the forefront. Don't leave now.
Don't leave.
Come back.
Don't leave.
I want you to get this here.
Next episode, we're going to talk about daddy coaches. We might have to bring you back.
Yeah.
Daddy coaches, I'm telling you, you're taking my thunder, man. That's my next show.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Anyway, so what I want to do, man, is I want to tell you guys, man, I've enjoyed this show more than I've ever had since we started.
I'm glad you had me.
Because I had these two guys. If you don't know, now you know. Pat Green is the infamous one and only. I'm the best, and then there's all the rest.
I got to say one thing before we go. Why y'all starting practice so early, man?
What is talking about?
Come on, man. Stop practicing so early. Don't do that, man.
We just can't.
Look, second week of July start, man. Get them kids time to have fun. You know, you got guys been practicing since February.
I can't talk about I want to thank you for
coming. And they call it spring training, practice.
I want to thank you for coming on the show, man.
And being a part
of what we got going on. Thank you guys for all you're doing for our community, though.
Yeah,
seriously, man. For over 30 years,
yeah.
You guys have been a staple, and you continue to give your time, your talent, and your treasures to our kids, man. We appreciate it. And thank you for being on this All About the Youth Sports Talk Show, man. Felton, the one and only,
and
the infamous legend himself, Pat Green. We'll be back. And welcome back to It's All About the Youth Sports Talk Show. Man, what a show today, man.
Yeah, no, this was the show. This was the show that government wanted to see.
Right.
This is the show that our officials wanted to see. This is the show our coaches wanted to see.
Right.
This is the show our kids wanted to see. Because the one thing we didn't have a guest was a kid on here to talk about how it affected him.
Right.
To see a coach cursing or see the coach yelling at the referee or even see the referee taking it personal and taking it out on his team.
So you heard a
Because like they said, the referee cheating me. Every time they're not cheating.
Right.
But sometimes, because referees are human, you got to think about
it. And then
you talk about my mama and I'm running down the field, you're going to get the next
don't call. Don't call my mama, Ashley.
Yeah.
You know, especially, you know, if you're in a situation where the referees have relationships with the coaches where they know each other.
I'm going to tell you. Well, we have a graphic. I hope we can cue up the graphic. Is right or wrong? Because the one thing about it is that you never know what side you looking for. You might be saying six, I'm saying nine.
Right.
You're looking at it from different perspectives.
Right. So it's all about your perspective.
Yeah.
At the time.
So a lot of time when a referee is saying something to a coach is not seeing it from his perspective.
No, the point of view is subjective to be objective from my own point
of
view.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, so we see that a lot in life, period.
Yeah.
You know, so you did me wrong, but this is the cause and effect, you know?
That's exactly what it is.
Because you did this, we're in this situation.
Now I heard the guest talk about how you create that to that level. You get a kid that react to that level and then bring him down and tell him that's hard to do for a kid.
That's a hard management process for a kid.
I'm gonna tell you, it's hard to do for adults.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a prime example of that fan going wild. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I had the Ford Excursion. You know, I had the Louisiana Youth Football Office.
That was
the mobile office for 15 years.
Right.
So I'm not saying it happened.
Two doors in the back don't open.
Yeah, don't open. But
it was the office, the mobile office.
I don't know is this the problem or this what happened, but what I do know is that because a game wasn't scheduled the way the fans wanted it to be scheduled, because they don't look at the overall picture.
Yep.
It's me.
Because cause.
Yeah, exactly.
Effect was?
The mobile office was burned.
Burned.
literally burned.
Not sugar in the tank.
Burned.
Destroyed. I get a phone call, hey man, you ain't gonna believe this.
Yeah, at 1 o'clock I call you,
yeah,
man.
In front of my house.
The excursion on fire right now.
I'm like, now, wait. What happened? What do you mean this excursion is on fire?
The only thing that we had, the only thing that controversial that I may have had in my 30 some years, was that right there. The fact that I didn't change that time on when the game was supposed to be played.
Right.
But the fan going, that's where the fans take it to another level.
You know what? We should do a segment called Fans Gone Wild.
Well, that's what this is.
No. What I'm saying is a segment every week, just showing a scenario and let people
do
it. Is it a six or a nine?
Exactly,
you know, do you think that it was called for or do you think it was uncalled for? So Fan Gone Wild. If the fan went wild, then hey, it is what it is.
If the fan didn't go wild,
then, you know, if it was called for, because some coaches can put people in situations like if a fan is yelling from the stands and you turn around and you yell back, what happened?
Well, see, that's the problem. A lot of times, coaches are coaching for the fans.
Right.
So if you see a coach.
Coaching for the fans' approval, for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because you get a coach that's, because he's yelling loud, fans who don't know the game at all, thinking, my coach is really into it.
Oh,
he's intense. There's some parents that, And Pat actually mentioned it. I mean, his fans like what he do.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some fans who need that. It's just like need their coach to be that
type
of person.
If your parents are supportive of, once again, like he brought the subject up. If your parents are supportive of profanity being used, if they use profanity, they supportive of profanity being used to their children, then guess what happens in a game when the referee says, hey, you can't talk to a kid like, which we saw, I saw a scenario on Snoop's documentary series where he told the referee, man, we cuss over here.
See?
And we cuss. And
that's where a lot of times, even the legislatures, they don't understand the environments. Official Felton Franklin mentioned it best on the show. He was like, you have to know your personnel.
Mm-hmm.
See, and a lot of times when the legislators are watching this or when the outside community is watching, they don't understand.
They assume that it's abuse.
Yeah, and they don't understand that the people that they're working with.
Yeah, they assume that it's abuse based on the fact that their culture doesn't call for it or allow it. Because it's more of a sheltered culture, whereas Lil Ray Ray and Lil Johnny on two different ends of the spectrum.
Prime example, the bullying situations that's going on in schools and stuff. When we were growing up, that wasn't called bullying.
Right, that's playing a dozen of
teasing. You were toughening yourself up for community. So you got talked about at home, so when you went to school, somebody said something about your mama.
You was ready for it. You just had a quick, witty way of coming back at it.
Exactly. Yep, so it's changed, but it's a cultural thing that we're not realizing that a lot of people, we're trying to put everybody into a box.
Right.
And it's hard to put everybody into a box because of the culture.
It's not a microwave approach to it, man. You can't. So to sum it up, you know, taking a microwave approach to it, you may create some legislation to govern things that are irate, just too far overboard. And what's considered to be overboard to me is physical touch. You know, words have power, but words don't have any power until you put action behind it.
Exactly.
So I'm big on those things. You know, physical touch. If you touch somebody else, then you went too far.
Yeah.
You really have.
Yeah.
I always look at it like this. Words are gonna be here.
As a matter of fact, I mean, because we have a code of conduct within our program. If we can cue that graphic up for the code of conduct, we have a code of conduct that our coaches follow.
Right.
And this is one of the things, but it's also for our fans because when you walk into any stadium, any field, any park that we actually have, we have this code of conduct.
It's posted.
And it's letting you know that if you act up, and this was before the legislature, if you act up, we're going to put you in jail.
Right.
I mean, we've already made arrangements for you to have accommodations at right. Parrish Prison.
Right.
Yeah, it's
three hots
in the cot. We've already made arrangements for you. So if you want to cash in on your reservation at Parrish Prison, cut up. I mean, I'm just saying.
Do like the rap songs, like, cut up.
Cut up. No, yeah. If you about to, like they say now, if you about to, you can go ahead and cut up. Yeah. We made reservations for you.
Man, I really, this show I enjoyed, man. I was excited.
No, man, I'm
telling you. And I had a good time.
The next show, this is our Father's Day show that's coming up. The next show, our Father's Day show coming up, is going to be the one. It's called Daddy Daycare.
Right.
And it's going to touch on the topics of different things. And we actually have a little cue for it. Uncoachable kids become unemployable adults. Let your kids get used to someone being tough on them. It's life.
It's life.
I mean, Pat hit on that earlier.
It's definitely life.
Felton hit on it earlier. The stuff that they do as coaches, the stuff we do as referees, is to get those kids ready. So we're going to talk about daddy daycare, those daddy coaches who want to coach just their kids, and those who are destroying organizations.
Yeah, one thing I always say, and I live by it, and we're going to go out on that, man, you got to become comfortable with being uncomfortable, because the situations in life are going to always, always throw a curveball in certain situations. So be great in everything that you do, grind for greatness.
And you know my thing, I always say it, hard work will put you in a place where good luck will find you.
There it is.
Hard work will put you in a place where good luck will find you.
It's all about the youth. We appreciate you. See you next week, baby.
we don't want to get out that quick because they're still looking for us. Again, we have a lot of stuff coming in store for you. This show is going to be great. You see what we did from last week to this week from our last show. It's all about the youth. Youth Sport Talk.
I love it. He's the technical guy. I have fun. I love it.
It's the dynamic all about you, duo. Man.
We'll see y'all next week.
It's only entertainment.
Not entertained. Are you not?